reports that are coming to us now from the Italian coastal town of Lampedusa is that now there are more than 300 people who have gone missing from four rubber dinghies. These are people, a mix of migrants and refugees, who started their journey from Libya on Saturday. So they were trying to reach Europe through Mediterranean, and in that journey, we have coming out to get this sad news that over 300 are missing or have lost their life.
Do you have an idea of who the migrants and refugees were or where they came from?
They are from sub-Saharan African countries. Nationalities that we are getting now were mainly from Ivory Coast, Senegal, Mali, Gambia, and other countries. But these were people who were in Libya, who were trying to seek safety in Europe and had to take that journey on those rubber dinghies. And it's a huge tragedy, as more people who are trying to seek safety in Europe, they're losing their life. And then on the other hand, we don't see an effort on a big level in terms of saving lives of those people who are on boats like this.
What rescue operations are taking place?
The Italian Coast Guard for survivors, they are the one who have picked these people off the coast of Lampedusa. They have brought all the survivors to Lampedusa. They are being provided medical care and are being looked after over there. UNHCR staff have spoken to survivors. They are in a state of shock, and also they need urgent and immediate attention. But this is one of the major tragedies in this year in the Mediterranean, and that's why UNHCR is calling on Europe to beef up search and rescue capacity, because those people who are desperate to seek safety in Europe, they will be attempting these journeys, and more lives could be lost if we don't have an effective search and rescue mechanism in place.
There was a search and rescue operation put in place some while back. Why was it suspended or stopped?
There was a rescue operation which was called by the name of Mare Nostrum, which was effective till October last year. That stopped. And since then, Italy is doing operations on its own. UNHCR is calling EU to ensure that this capacity is provided to Italy with proper support to deal with people making irregular crossings in the Mediterranean. The Mediterranean has gone from being a route which was mainly involving migrants some time ago. Now it has become a major route for refugees that are fleeing war and conflict.